Times of India. Mind Media, the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
ఇప్పుడు మీకోసం ఆర్జే సావి గారి ధూమ్మచాలే కార్యక్రమం జులై 27, 2019 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
హలో హలో హలో, వచ్చేసా. నేను మీ ఆర్జే సావి. మీరు వింటున్నారు ధూమ్మచాలే విత్ మీ ఆర్జే సావి, ఓన్లీ ఆన్ మైండ్ మీడియా, ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. ఈరోజు నాతో పాటు ఒక పార్ట్నర్ ఇన్ క్రైమ్ ని తీసుకొచ్చాను. సో హీఈస్ అ గెస్ట్ అండ్ ఆల్సో హీఈస్ గోన్ టాక్ మోర్ అబౌట్ హీస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఇన్ ఇండియా. సో తన పేరు వచ్చేసి జోల్. హాయ్ జోల్.
హాయ్ సావి, థ్యాంక్స్ ఫర్ హావింగ్ మీ.
ఓకే, సో డు యూ వాంట్ టు సే మైండ్ మీడియా ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా?
Mind Media, the voice of India.
Awesome, awesome. So, happy weekend. And so, I'm going to take you into a ride of India in your or from your eyes and based on your visits. So, when anybody talks about India, what comes to your mind?
Well, recently, it's just been the number of trips I've been there. And so, I think of India. It became a little bit of a second home for the past 3 years. And I think of great spicy food. Mm-hmm. I think of many friends that I've met. And I think of really bad traffic.
Bad traffic. Okay. So for listeners, why Joel is on the show is because the reason for me to bring him is he is like, manaki telugulo cheppalante, a sweet... కలాకాన్ గులాబ్ జామ్ అట్లా మిక్స్ అన్నమాట. బికాస్ వేర్ ఎవర్ హీ గోస్ హీ ట్రైస్ టు మేక్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కంఫర్టబుల్ విత్ దట్ కల్చర్ బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇన్క్విజిటివ్. అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇండియా గురించి అయినా లేకపోతే ఎస్పెషల్లీ హైదరాబాద్ గురించి చాలా తెలుసు. సో ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు గివ్ హిమ్ అన్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు షేర్ హిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్. అండ్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ Joel is head of IT, so he has been in IT industry forever. And then any questions for, you know, newbies or freshers who want to make or carve out their career in IT industry, so I'll be asking some questions so that they, you know, those answers will definitely help people who are planning to go into IT industry or take college education into IT. With that said, okay, so Joel, talk about what do you like the most when it comes to food in India?
Let's see. I do like a lot of the sweets, probably more than I should. So let's see. I also really like the spicy food. And so especially, you know, not too many curries can be too much. But if you put a lot of the green chilies in it, then I'm a very big fan. So not too much fried, but especially some of the dry spice and with some green chilies, that I really like. So.
Oh boy! So now, again, in all, you know, on a light note, so a Caucasian American, he is talking about green chilies and spicy food. ఓ బై ద వే, ఎప్పుడు మర్చిపోతాను, మీరు నాకు కాల్ చేసి నా షోలో మాట్లాడాలనుకుంటే కాల్ చేయవలసిన నంబర్స్ 484-364-3471 లేకపోతే 9885555672. స్కైప్ యాక్సెస్ ఉంటే mind.media. సో యూఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ జో గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్, సో స్పైసీ ఫుడ్ అండ్ ఆల్. సో వాట్ ఆర్ ద స్టేస్ దట్ యూ విజిటెడ్ ఇన్ ఇండియా సో ఫార్?
I spent, especially early in my travels, I spent a lot of time mostly in the south part of Bangalore, and just a lot of the same visits there. I did get to travel up north to Delhi once, and got to go see Agra. And then my most recent trips have mostly been to Hyderabad and back to Bangalore.
Ah, so you've been to Bangalore and Hyderabad. Okay, this is awesome. So when you think about pet peeves in India, based on your visits, what that one thing that comes to your mind?
So I'm an engineer by training, and so I'm very much about rules and following processes. And as soon as I try to get off the airplane in India, instead of everybody getting off one at a time, row by row, everyone just runs to the front of the plane as fast as possible. So.
Oh, it's not just about the flight. So it happens even for buses, even for yes. trains, everywhere it happens. Talk about overpopulation, right? And everybody wants to go first, then the other person, you know, my stuff comes first. Don't you think so?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's take a U-turn and talk something about career. So what are you and how you got into where you are and really work towards it?
Yeah, so I started out as a software developer, software engineer in the pharma and biotech space. And just really that was my first job. I was actually doing pure programming back in the days of Visual Basic 6. But I quickly understood that, you know, it's never about the programming itself. It's actually understanding what is the purpose for what you're programming and the business. And so my fascination with what I was doing for laboratories and manufacturing quality control, quality assurance, the different areas became much more my focus because that was the key to delivering the right products. And so it grew until I got into more management and I started helping and seeing different places. I spent a lot of time in Europe in my career, seeing a lot of different manufacturing facilities and different organizations through mergers and acquisitions. And that's kind of what drove me to eventually become leading an IT organization at a cell and gene therapy company.
Oh, boy. So you talked about being a developer, and then I think the article that you shared with me earlier on Atlassian, wherein one developer went to a conference and said, code is like a girlfriend. And it will stop me when I'm doing it, and it always nags and never listens to me. Somebody made that analogy, and it become a big, you know, noise. What do you think of that? Like developers just want to make themselves like, leave me alone, let me do my work, and I'm not a social butterfly. Were you like that?
No, I think that was probably always a little bit different about my personality. I've always been much more of an extrovert. And I like working with teams. So the individual programming I can do, but I always do it with the excitement of being able to deliver to the customer and seeing on their faces how much they enjoyed the work and doing the training and working with them on it. So that was always more my forte, but I've worked with a number of developers like that. And quite honestly, I appreciate so many of them because their gifted ability to stay focused and deliver exactly what's required, it can be part of an extraordinary team.
Okay. So I'm intentionally going from one area to another so that we are not boring the listeners just only with one topic. So talk about like H-1Bs or people who come on work visa to U.S. And then did you have a chance to work with them, especially Indians?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. I mean, that's what first introduced me to, India and working in India. To be very honest, when I grew up, I didn't know anybody from India until I had graduated college. Just happened to be the area I was in. So it took some kind of understanding of the culture and getting used to knowing people, and just culture is always different. Mm-hmm. Difference, not bad, but it can be what they call culture shock, where you start to understand, oh, that's not at all what I expected. And so that's kind of what it maybe started out with, was with more peers. And then some of the peers became my friends, and that gave me a good opportunity to understand the culture. And so I knew a variety of H-1Bs and U.S. citizens both, but people who had at least originally been born in India. And that expanded more and more, and I think especially in the IT workforce, mm-hmm. to where I say, but it's truthful, I know more people from India, I think, than were born in the United States originally. which is a great thing.
Okay, so we'll take a short break and we'll come back. All you have to say is, Meeru Vintunnaru, Mind Media, The Voice of India.
Wow, okay, let's see. Meeru, say the first part again.
Meeru Vintunnaru.
Meeru Vintunnaru.
Yes, Meeru Vintunnaru.
Meeru Vintunnaru, The Mind Media, The Voice of India.
Awesome, I'll be right back. Vintunnarandi, Mind Media.
అరే పండుగ పన బట్టు ఇసుక దొంగల బట్టు అరే ఏటి గెల్లన బట్టు వంజరాన్ని బట్టు తందవాలు వచ్చబట్టు వంజరాన్ని బట్టు తందవాలు వచ్చబట్టు తీసి లాగు లాగు తినేవాళ్ళ అదృష్టం మరిగినాడు మిడ్డెల్లో తిరిగినాడు ఆకు తిరగబడ్డదంటే అద్దనాకు కొరగారు మేడల్లో మరిగినాడు మిడ్డెల్లో పెరిగినాడు ఆకు తిరగబడ్డదంటే అద్దనాకు కొరగారు ఊరు గుడిసెల్లోన ఉన్న ఆరు బయట పండు కొన్న దిగుళ్ళేని తూడు మంది సుగము గల్ల బతుకు మంది ఇంటికోని సంవత్సరం ఉంది ఎల్లి కొల్లగ చేపలున్నాయి ఒళ్ళు వంచి చేసుకుంటే ఓపినంత ఫలితం ఉంది పోంది సంవత్సరం ఉంది ఎల్లి కొల్లగ చేపలున్నాయి ఒళ్ళు వంచి చేసుకుంటూ ఓపినంత ఫలితం ఉంది
నమస్తే, నేను మీ ఎస్పి శైలజని. మీరు వింటున్నారు మైండ్ మీడియా, ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా, ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
మైండ్ మీడియా యూట్యూబ్ ఛానల్. టెక్నాలజీ ఎంతగా ఎదిగింది, వీసా మూత తీయడం మొదలు వీసా అప్లికేషన్ నింపడం వరకు ఒక్కటేమిటి, ప్రతిదీ అరటిపండు వలచి చేతిలో పెట్టినట్టు చెప్పే యూట్యూబ్ లో మైండ్ మీడియా కార్యక్రమాల్ని కూడా పొందుపరిచారు. కరెంట్ అఫైర్స్, టెక్నాలజీ, సినిమాలు, ఆధ్యాత్మికత, ఇంకా రకరకాల అంశాల గురించిన మాటలు, పాటలు, విశ్లేషణలు, చర్చలు పొందుపరిచే సరికొత్త వీడియోల కోసం మైండ్ మీడియా యూట్యూబ్ ఛానల్ youtube.com/mindmediaకు వెళ్లి సబ్స్క్రైబ్ చేయండి. ఇంకా ఏ చిన్న డీటెయిల్ మిస్ అవ్వరు. మైండ్ మీడియా, ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా, ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
ప్రతి ఆదివారం ఉదయం మీలో కొత్త ఉత్సాహాన్ని నింపే మంత్రం, మేటి పాటలతో అనేక మంది కళాకారుల సందడితో మిమ్మల్ని అలరించే మంత్రం, లైవ్ షోతో మీ లైఫ్ ను మోటివేట్ చేసే గొప్ప మంత్రం మార్నింగ్ మంత్ర, మీ ఆర్జే బాబు బంగారంతో భారత కాలమాన ప్రకారం ప్రతి ఆదివారం ఉదయం 8 గంటల నుంచి 9 గంటల వరకు మీ మైండ్ మీడియా ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా రేడియోలో వినండి, వినిపించండి, వింటూనే ఉండండి.
ఒక చిన్న మాట, మీ పిల్లలకు మీరు ఇవ్వాల్సింది కేవలం ఆస్తిపాస్తుల్ని కాదు, ఆరోగ్యకరమైన పరిసరాల్ని కూడా. అందుకే వ్యర్థాలను ఎక్కడ పడితే అక్కడ పడేయకండి. మీరు వేస్తున్న వ్యర్థాలు నేల మీద కాదు, మనందరి భారాన్ని మోస్తున్న భూమాత మీదని గుర్తుంచుకోండి. పరిసరాలను పరిశుభ్రంగా ఉంచుకుందాం, స్వచ్ఛమైన భారతానికి పునాది వేద్దాం. ఇది సమాజ హితం కోసం మైండ్ మీడియా వారు అందిస్తున్న సందేశం. జై హింద్.
The voice of India. Mind Media. The voice of India.
Mind Media. The voice of India. Iti Bharatiya Swaram.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mind Media. The voice of India.
Awesome. So welcome back, Andy. Meeru. నాతో ఉన్నారు అజయ్ సావి మరియు జోల్ నికల్స్. సో జో, ఐమ్ గోనా ఆస్క్ యు అ క్వశ్చన్ అబౌట్ వాట్ డిడ్ యు లెర్న్. యు హావ్ బీన్ వర్కింగ్ విత్ ఇండియన్స్ సో ఐ నో ఇట్. వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ స్టఫ్ యు లెర్న్, లైక్ మేబీ ఇస్ ఫ్యూ వర్డ్స్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్ అబౌట్ ద లాంగ్వేజ్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ దట్ యు ఫెల్ లైక్ యా దీస్ ఆర్ గుడ్ అండ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు లెర్న్ అండ్ యూజ్ ఇట్. వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్?
Let's see, the main, I mean, Acha, of course, is always the standard for okay. And then when sometimes you're just listening, you just go, ah, or hmm, and just kind of keep repeating that so that the person knows you're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, I have my well, you always have the head nods and the side to side. And then some people more than others have the head twitch, or sometimes they call it the head bobble. From side to side, and
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I can do it pretty well too, actually. But that's always good part of the culture, just to understand. And it's interesting how some people that's much more prevalent than others.
But did you ever figure out whether they're saying yes to no or no to yes, or what does that mean?
No,
usually
that just means I'm following along. It's not yes, I agree with you, or no, but it's I'm following. It's another way of doing it, as opposed to, you know, saying ah. So yeah, that's one. And then my favorite is, of course, Jugaad. So that's one of my, in the United States we call that MacGyver, which is named after a TV show that you may or may not know from the 1980s, where a guy would constantly use innovative whatever he had in his pocket, usually a pocket knife and some duct tape. And he could make anything happen if he did that. And so that's, I've always liked, because I enjoy doing things like that myself. There's projects you have to do perfectly for execution for a long time. And there's things you want to do that are quick and easy so that you can at least achieve the desired outcome. And Jugaad is a great way to do that.
Okay. What else?
Let's see.
Can you think of any incident where... I know. Did you ever see like Indians say no when you assign any work?
Oh, no. So, I mean, sometimes, of course, but, you know, there are some generalities which tend to happen. And it's not just India that does this. There's other cultures, too, where out of respect, they say yes when you're asking for something. And but that doesn't mean it's actually getting done. So I can recollect the time when I was asking my team if they were going to go ahead and get done with a certain project, and it was yes, we are working on it, yes, we will do that. Came back a few days later and nothing had progressed, and it was okay, I thought we were working on it. Yes sir, yes, okay, are you going to get it done by Friday? Yes, and still nothing was done by Friday. And I said why has nothing been done? I thought we'd said this was all going to be done. Well, come to find out, they didn't have internet. The internet wasn't working. So they needed me to approve it. And they were nervous about asking me. And when I said, well, how much is it going to cost if I provide you internet there? The price came to, I think it was 3,000 rupees for a month. I said, well, that's the easiest thing in the world. Please go pay the 3,000 rupees because it's a lot better than not getting this work done. Mm-hmm. And they were so thankful. And then the work started actually getting done. But I told them, like, why did you keep saying yes? And they said, well, because you were asking.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, actually, if you see, and I'm limiting it to only Indians because this particular show, as you see, even the station name is My India. And it's just more about trying to talk about what are the good things and what we learn. And especially when we are in, immigrants and then how our second nature is still the same. So in India, at least I can talk about myself, we don't say no somehow. And it's not in our culture. When you say no, you're actually disrespecting people. It doesn't mean that we should lie on the deliverables too. But I think that the intrinsic thought process is like, okay, we should not say no because we are offending a person or even a boss or anybody. Okay, with that said, you've been working on various technologies. Mm-hmm. So can you talk more about what technologies you're working or you worked before?
I mean, some I get to more actively work on, but I have a very keen interest on the Industry 4.0, or if you want to call it the IoT technologies. Those are the ones that I really see converging together. I've spoken at some conferences and have written some technology journals on that, where they can be used, because the use cases are really starting to come together. We're seeing artificial intelligence. I mean, it's a core part of the new SAP platform. I mean, there's more and more you're seeing that built into things, and it's becoming a big part of what we do and what we're going to do in the future. As you see these things accelerate faster and faster.
So for kids who are in college or people with one or two years of experience, like who just came from college, right? They're out of college and then trying to figure out where exactly they want to carve out their career. What kind of suggestions that you have for them?
So these technologies are going to be an intrinsic part of everything for everybody. And some people, they enjoy doing the programming, like the people we talked about earlier. Put me in a room, let me just program, and I'm great at it. That's awesome. We need a lot of those people because they're going to be a key part. Others are maybe more like me. They enjoy doing it, but they like doing it with a team. Fantastic.
Teams that go Hello. Out. Hello, Mind Media.
Hello. Hi, madam. Hey, madam.
Hello, Khan Saab.
Yes, I'm listening, madam. One, Waalaikumsalam, madam. And one guest is there. I'm very happy. I'm listening.
Me voice sariga ledu, break out in the...
Wait a minute, madam.
Wait.
Now, madam?
Koncham better aitundi. Maatladandi inka koncham. Iddam.
Madam, I'm listening, madam, show.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I thank you to the guest, madam. I'm listening and you are asking about Indian food, madam.
Yeah, yeah.
To your guest.
Yes.
You can talk. His name is Khan.
Hi, Khan. How are you?
I am fine. How about you, sir?
Doing well. Now I'm getting hungry if we keep talking about Indian food, so.
Yeah. Indian food is very good, and once you eat a Hyderabad, especially Hyderabad food, you will be addicted to Hyderabad food.
Yes, I completely agree. Biryani is, if you've been to the original paradise, it's hard to beat anything.
Yeah, I'm very happy by listening to your words that Hyderabad is famous for biryani. Why means I have listened by the very foreigners about the food. But with my ears, I'm listening first time to with you. I'm very happy.
Yeah, I have a number of things from Hyderabad that I like. Like I said, some of the sweets. you know, that's I think it's the ones, the is it custard? There's a custard apple candy that I like.
Okay, yeah. Would you? Khansa, wo sitafal ke jaisa wo sweet banana. Ah, sitafal.
Aap last time bole the aap.
Sitafal ke jaisa sweet banate wo log. So
yeah.
He likes that one.
Oh yeah.
And then
jalebi. Yes, that's difficult. It's so good. So jalebi, I could eat all day.
Yeah. You are saying many food items. I am only surprising. You are well known about food.
Khansa. తనని అడగండి మీరు ఎన్ని టైప్స్ బిర్యానీ ఉందో మీరు క్వశ్చన్ వేయండి.
హాయ్ సార్, కెన్ ఐ నో దట్ హౌ మెనీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ బిర్యానీ యూ హావ్ ఈటెన్ ఇన్ హైదరాబాద్?
సో
ఎగ్జాంపుల్ మటన్.
Mutton, which especially in the United States is challenging because a lot of times it's only lamb, but you can find goat, so you can put both of those in there. And of course, chicken biryani, very well known. Egg biryani, and then just vegetable biryani. Those are the ones I'm most familiar with.
Yeah. Did you tasted a fish, fried fish?
Fried? No, I don't think so. That would be good. Yeah.
I think you have enjoyed a lot in eating biryani.
Oh, yes.
I'm thank you to you. That's, I mean, you are appreciating Hyderabad and India.
Very much so. No, it's been a few months now since I was there. I think I'm missing it more and more by doing this show. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Khansab.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
I know, Khansab, आप इंडिया में भी काम कर रहे हैं अभी आईटी इंडस्ट्री में. तो do you have any questions for him on career?
Career means at present, which type of projects we can take in Hyderabad, sir? According to you.
Yeah. No, I would stay focused, especially on artificial intelligence. I mean, there's a number of them out there, but that's one that India is ranked in the top three in the world. And I think continuing to focus on that will actually drive India perhaps even higher than China and maybe higher than the United States. But I see a lot of promise there. And that's been a great deal of focus on the IIIT schools, but so many of the other great schools in India too.
Yeah, can I know one more inquiry I want to know? Is there in a future in a software more 5 years and 10 years? Upcoming students are going to join in engineer. Can I suggest to them?
Yes, software will continue to be a big part because it will be built into the hardware. It's going to be built into devices that we have. There's no stopping on it at this point. And whether it be Python or Java, both of those are growing drastically.
It means there more future is there in software.
Yes, absolutely. It's not. It's accelerating and continues to accelerate.
Yeah, definitely. I will be suggested to my friends also.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you, madam. Sabi, madam, for giving a chance to talking with your guest.
Of course. Thank you, Khansa. Winter
Thank Randy. You. Yeah, bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Now I want some jalebi. Are we going to?
Yes. You want jalebi and then you want jamon gulab.
Oh, yes. Of course. I always struggle with that word. I always try to call it the other way around.
Yeah.
So,
what is the actual name of the sweet?
The actual name of jamon gulab?
Yeah.
Gulab jamon. That's
gulab jamun.
Gulab jamun. That's gulab what I sometimes jamun. Call it. Yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, you're talking about technology and all. I know your experience with T-Hub in Hyderabad. You want to talk on that?
Yeah, I still remember the first time I came to T-Hub a little over a year ago.
So how many visits you did to India, especially Hyderabad, in the last 2 years or 3 years?
It was 15 visits in 3 years, roughly. So quite a few. But Hyderabad, we'll say 7 or 8 of those. And T-Hub was a great thing. For those that aren't familiar, T-Hub is operated there out of the IIIT campus, just on the part of the, what's the name of it?
Cyberabad?
Yeah, exactly. High-tech city. It's they're doing a lot of great things as an incubator and bringing together people who are working on new technologies and softwares. And hardwares, and it really is, especially for these IoT technologies. I've seen 3D printers there. people really developing new things that way. I've seen blockchain, augmented reality, lots of really interesting innovation by some creative entrepreneurial minds. I even hosted a at a previous employer, we hosted a hackathon out of there earlier this year. And I was just so impressed by the people that came in and the work they did and what they were able to accomplish on the course of a Saturday.
Wow. Yeah. I think Telangana government is doing really good job in expanding biotech industry in Hyderabad.
Yep.
I think that's really, really impressive. Okay. So with that said, when you talk about, we touched on food. Okay. Do you know how to make tea?
Yes. So sometimes I'm better at it than others. And, so, you know, trying to put the loose tea in and boiling it, you know, is different than a lot of times in the United States. We only make tea if it's already in a little bag and, you know, boil water that way or use tea makers. But, it's very different, to make the more traditional Indian tea. Although at work, I figured out we have a machine there, and my boss is actually originally from India, so I taught him how to make Indian tea in the machine. You have to kind of substitute when you bring in the steamed milk and the tea so you get the right concentration. So he really liked it and thought it was good.
So if you want to do tea in a bowl with hot water, you have steps for Indians to do?
Well, let's see. First, you want the water to start at least to warm up a little bit, have maybe not quite a boil, and then add your loose tea and bring it up to a boil where it's had a chance to boil for a little bit, and you can see the color start to shift. And then reduce heat and add your milk until you get the color to reach a caramelized kind of color. And once you've done that, you can add the appropriate sugar. And, of course, then you have to have your tea rusks and, you know, consume the tea.
Okay, Vinnargarandi, that's how you have to make tea. And, don't forget, rusk to kuda tinali ani cheptunnaru. Rusk is like in our Hyderabad, it's tea, toast. So, toast to tinali ani cheptunnaru. Ikkada oka chinna break teeskoni vastamu. So, vintune undandi, dhumma chale with me, Ajay Savi. Ee roju naato guest ga unnaru, Joel Nichols. Only on Mind Media,
the voice of India.
We'll be right back.
భారతీయ చలనచిత్రాల చరిత్రలో మాయాబజార్ అనే పేరు చాలా ప్రత్యేకంగా కనిపిస్తుంది. 1925లో మాయాబజార్ చిత్రానికి సంగీత దర్శకత్వం నిర్వహించడానికి నిర్మాతలు నాగిరెడ్డి చిత్రపాణి మొదట సాలూరి రాజేశ్వరరావును ఎన్నుకున్నారు. 4 పాటలకు వరుసలు కట్టిన తర్వాత కారణాంతరాల వల్ల రాజేశ్వరరావు మాయాబజార్ నుంచి విరమించారు. రాజేశ్వరరావు స్వరపరిచిన ఆ 4 పాటలు నీవే నాన్నను తలచిన్నది, లాహిరి లాహిరి లాహిరిలో, చూపులు కలిసిన శుభవేళ, నీకోసమే నీ జీవించున్నది. రాజేశ్వరరావు చేసిన వరుసలకు వాద్య విన్యాసం, మేళవించడము, పాటలు రికార్డింగ్ ఘంటసాల చేశారు. చిత్రంలోని తక్కిన పాటలు పద్యాలు అన్నిటికీ ఘంటసాల సంగీతం సమకూర్చారు.
నన్ను తలచినది, నీవేనా నన్ను పిలకినది, నీవేనా నా మదిలో నిలచి హృదయము కలవరపరచినది, నీవేనా
నీవేలే నన్ను తలచినది, నీవేలే నన్ను పిలకినది, నీవేలే నా మదిలో నిలచి హృదయ కలవర పరచినది, నీవేలే
కలలోనే ఒక మెలకువగా, ఆ మెలకువలోనే ఒక కలగా, కలలోనే ఒక మెలకువగా ఆ మెలకువలోనే ఒక కలగా కలయో నిజమో వైష్ణవమాయో తెలిసి తెలియని అయోమయములు నీవేనా నన్ను తలచినది నీవేనా నన్ను పిలచినది నీవేనా నా మదిలో నిలది హృదయము కలవర పరచినది నీవేనా
భారతీయ సంస్కృతిని వైభవాన్ని ప్రతిబింబించే మైండ్ మీడియా ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం కార్యక్రమాల వివరాలు పాడ్కాస్ట్లు వినడానికి ప్రేమ ఆప్యాయతలను కలబోసే కబుర్లు ప్రపంచంలోని నలుమూలల జరిగే చిత్రమైన విషయాలు టెక్నాలజీతో పాటు కొత్త కుంతలు తొక్కే కొత్త కొత్త ఆవిష్కరణలు ఒక్కటేమిటి సాంప్రదాయాన్ని అధునాతన పద్ధతులలో అందరికీ చేరువ చేస్తూ అన్ని విషయాల్ని ఆమూలాగ్రం తెలుసుకోవడానికి సబ్స్క్రైబ్ టు మైండ్ మీడియా ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
ప్రతి ఆదివారం ఉదయం మీలో కొత్త ఉత్సాహాన్ని నింపే మంత్రం, మేటి పాటలతో అనేక మంది కళాకారుల సందడితో మిమ్మల్ని అలరించే మంత్రం, లైవ్ షోతో మీ లైఫ్ ను మోటివేట్ చేసే గొప్ప మంత్రం మార్నింగ్ మంత్ర మీ ఆర్జే బాబు బంగారంతో. భారత కాలమానం ప్రకారం ప్రతి ఆదివారం ఉదయం 8 నుంచి 9 వరకు మీ మైండ్ మీడియా ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా రేడియోలో వినండి, వినిపించండి, వింటూనే ఉండండి.
పాలిటిక్స్, క్రేజీ ఫ్యాక్ట్స్, రిలేషన్స్, ఎఫెక్షన్స్, స్కామ్లు, డ్యామ్లు, స్పోర్ట్స్, ఫేమస్ హాలిడే స్పాట్స్, గాసిప్స్, క్రేజీ టిప్స్, ఇలా కాదేది ఈ ఆర్జే వెన్నెలకి అనర్హం. అందుకే నాకు తారసపడినవన్నీ రసరమ్యంగా మీకు అందిస్తాను. చిత్రం భడారే విచిత్రంలో సేటి ఉంటూ మై ఇన్ మీడియా ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా వింటారు కదా.
ఫ్రెండ్స్, ఒక చిన్న మాట, నీరు మనందరికీ జీవనాధారం. చెట్లకు జంతువులకి కూడా నీరు అవసరం. మనం తయారు చేయలేనిది నీరు, వినియోగించుకోవటమే మన బాధ్యత. ముందు తరాల కోసం నీటిని పొదుపుగా వాడుట, వాన నీటిని ఒడిసిపెట్టే ప్రయత్నం, వీటి గురించి మరింత శ్రద్ధ చూపే టైం వచ్చింది. ఇది సమాజ హితం కోసం మైండ్ మీడియా వారు అందిస్తున్న సందేశం. జై హింద్.
మైండ్ మీడియా ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు మైండ్ మీడియా The Voice of India.
Awesome. So, మీరు నాతో మాట్లాడాలనుకుంటే 484-364-3471. ఇండియా నంబర్ అయితే 9885555672. స్కైప్ అయితే mind.media. మీరు వింటున్నారు ధూమ్ మచాలే విత్ మీ ఆర్జే సావి ఓన్లీ ఆన్ మైండ్ మీడియా, ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. సో జో, యు టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ tea, you talked about biryani, now I feel hungry too. And then we were moving from career questions to how you're relating your career when you started and about software development. Yeah. Now let's talk about, you know, the term offshore, right? Anything which is not near shore, on site. So right, how this relationship on giving work to India has been evolved in the last 5 or 10 years?
I actually think this is something that India should be very proud of, because the evolution of it, if I just think about the last 10 years, it's been a significant growth in terms of not the number. There was a large growth, you know, early on it was call centers, and then this offshore was, you know, 10 years ago, it was more offshore development. You know, we would gather the requirements and we would put the design together and we'd say, I just want someone to program it the right way. Mm-hmm. And I saw that shift where, well, let's get the requirements and we'll get someone else to do the design and the development and the testing. And we could do that in an offshore way. And then I saw that shift even more. And what I see now is that we get to engage all of the skills of teams in India, which means they're doing the requirements gathering, they're doing the design, they're doing the programming and the testing and even the training back to the users, which is a complete skill set. And it shows that they are now an engineering center of excellence as opposed to an offshore. And I even resist the term offshore anymore, because I think it still evokes those days of just programming. Mm-hmm. And now I prefer to think of it as an engineering team in India is how I would describe it.
Yeah. So It's good to hear that it's been like on an improvement scale. But if you think of what are the three opportunities to make it even more better?
Okay, yes. So I think one is continued collaboration. I'm seeing it more and more out of the younger generation coming out of the schools. They're very good at working together. And I think the schools have been emphasizing that with projects. But that's one that you can't have enough of, because it's not about the number of people. It's about the number of people working toward a common goal. And that is an important piece. Let's see. A second thing, if I think about the software itself. Mm-hmm. So software that comes from India functionally tends to be excellent, on par with anywhere in the world. There's an element, and it could be that it's related to culture, where the culture is so much in India, well, we just do what we need to do to get things to work. You know, a little bit kind of that jugaad, mm-hmm. that not as much emphasis is placed on user experience. For those that have an Apple iPhone, you know, think about how easy it is to use an iPhone. Everything you want to do is just, it just works the way you think. That's how software needs to be developed in the future. And that attention to that user experience, that will be the key to helping really push software that would come out of India to the best in the world. So I think that'd be one. And the third one, it comes down to English. It's not software at all.
I know no English.
It's difficult for someone like myself to try to speak and say it's important to learn a second language when the only second language I know is Spanish, and I'm not very good at it. So I know that that's a difficult thing, but it's critical. The world has decided that English is the international language for business. And because of that, it's an important thing for anybody who wants to have a long-term career to make sure they work on their English, and just so that they can communicate properly.
Yeah. Okay. And as we talked about giving kind of suggestion to newbies, what they had to focus on, definitely I'm hearing English is one, right?
Yes.
Talk about, you know, American culture versus India, wherein we parents, right, or if we think like our parents, we focus more on studies.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's our center of focus.
Right.
And then if we want to have any time for extracurricular activities, after you doing all the studies, if you have some time, I'm not talking about just playing with or hanging out with friends,
right,
but like taking serious, you know, interest in playing daily, like basketball or anything in addition to your studies, I don't say it's discouraged, but the thought is if you get more into that, you addict more to games or wasting time and you don't focus on education, that means you will be falling behind in your studies and scores. That's the thought process. So talk about how American culture and versus what you saw in Indian culture in this regard.
I honestly would like to see the cultures come together into the middle, because I think there are a lot of things I really admire about that culture of work ethic and emphasis on studies, emphasis on making sure you understand software engineering. Even if you don't want to be a software engineer, that software, to use the words of Mark Anderson, software is eating the world. It is becoming, and so you don't have to be an expert, but it's important to understand a little bit about it. And that kind of drive and push that I see in the Indian culture in general is a great thing. But there's also an element where maybe in the United States, you're exactly right, that there's less emphasis on studies and more on just letting children grow up. And not always, but the perfect answer is somewhere in the middle, because you want well-rounded people. We just talked about people who know how to work with each other. You learn some of that from sports. You learn that you aren't going to get in your studies. How people think and how they work, that user experience, you learn that from extracurricular clubs and activities that you aren't going to learn in your studies. So putting that all together really puts the person in the best possible opportunity to change the world.
Yeah. And these days, you know, people talk more about diversity, inclusiveness, and especially in, you know, U.S. corporate culture. So in your experience, think about a team where you had like extreme diversity and how you made sure that the cultures are being respected and at the same time they are collaborating.
Yeah. The most difficult thing is it's very hard to make a group embrace diversity because people have to be open-minded. And the best way I've had success in doing that is to take time to allow the group to maybe go through a personality test, because that even breaks apart the, you know, how the person thinks. So it goes beyond what you might see in a person based on what their primary language is or where they grew up. And it really gets into, we all think differently. You can get a group of people from the same town and there's diversity there. You can get people from around the world who may actually think similarly. So trying to break that down in such a way so everyone takes the time to understand how someone else thinks, then you have an opportunity to harness everybody's differences in a way to create something that's special that you wouldn't get out of three people who think the same way.
Mm-hmm. And in this context, right, this is where the extracurricular activities or as you aptly said, doing team games would help on how to collaborate, but what kind of participation that Indian team members would do in settings like this? Do they, especially I'm talking about like IT industry or you know, developers or business analysts, would they come forward to speak out their concerns or their ideas, or is it like you have to push them?
You know, generally they don't, in my experience. Again, I think there's a fear of being disrespectful. But the world is changing, and a lot of leaders in this world, I try to be one, want to be disagreed with,
mm-hmm.
In a respectful way. But I like hearing different ideas. So my favorite CEO right now is Nadella from Microsoft. And I just think he's very remarkable. And he says that his leadership, any team he comes into, no matter what people's role level is, everybody around the table has an equal voice and everybody gets to express and should what they think about it. and nobody is thought less of. At the end, he is the CEO for Microsoft, and he makes the final decision. Mm-hmm. But everyone should say what's on their mind, even if it's completely different of what he's thinking. And he really fosters and encourages that. And I think that's what I would like to see. And hopefully someone, whether they're from India or anywhere else, can feel encouraged to be able to be a part of that, because they have a lot of life experience. They have a lot of great studies. They have a lot of things that they've learned in their careers. That should come forward in the form of ideas, suggestions, and potential barriers on why an idea may not be implemented.
Yeah. I think this calls for what I was thinking is corporate grooming clinics, right? I really always think back on how we can have like really groomed, sophisticated people or professionals coming up. Not that there are not, but if you see the percentage is very less. But how you can increase that is having that, you know, overall 360-degree grooming technique, so that they are coming out not just with like, you know, a college topper or school topper, but it's more about, you know, being participative, being a team player, or how to gel well in various cultures and all. I think that would help and put India into, you know, topmost chart if anybody wants rest of the world, right? They want to give more offshore work, or if anybody is planning to come or emigrate to any other countries, I think that's always there. I can relate myself when I came way back, and it was big culture shock for me. And not just like missing Hyderabad, but at the same time, I mean, it's not about the just weather and the first time I'm seeing snow. But at the same time, how the work culture or environment here is completely different back home.
Yeah.
For example, our bosses, we used to call, I don't know if it is there in India right now, is all bosses need to be called as sir or madam. Never with their names.
Right.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
At that point, again, I'm not relating it right now. Things might have changed, but there are, I still see those remnants wherein people still want them to be like, maybe it's authority or it's hierarchy. I do not know, for whatever reasons. But I think having that holistic emphasis, not just studies, would definitely take India to next level. Always looking upwards and then going by retrospecting what are the things that we need to have an opportunity to improve.
Yeah, and I think respect is actually still a great thing. But you can demonstrate respect without having to say, sir or ma'am, I like being called by my name. Mm-hmm. And I still feel respected by the person that does it, especially based on the questions and the conversation and engagement they have with me. That's how I know that there's respect.
Yeah.
But I go back to Nadella just because I throw him out to any of the audience. If you're looking for someone who has a really good, I think, culture that he's developed there at Microsoft, and he happens to be somebody who was born in India. But what I love is anyone in any culture can look up to him as a great leader. And I think many people do, and see what he's done at Microsoft and how many people enjoy being part of that culture right now that he's fostered.
Yeah. Good. So it's almost like about the time. So can you tell if you like any of the festivals? How many festivals of India you know, by the way?
I mean, if I had enough time, it's hard to come off the top of my head. But,
yeah.
You know, there's a number I've been. I think because a lot of times when I'm trying to get work done, I find that everyone's off on my team for another festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how I learned about how many festivals there are. But Diwali obviously is well known, and I've been fortunate enough to actually eat at an Indian colleague's house for Diwali, and that was really amazing to see that. There are a number that I would be difficult to keep track of them all. Holi is obviously an important one.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember some of the others, but
this is great. So looks like you're well connected to India.
Can I throw out one more thing? As we were talking about tea and food.
Yeah.
So one thing you should appreciate for everybody there in the Hyderabadis listening. Your Hyderabadi chai, you can't get it in the United States. I can't find it anywhere that is near nearly tasting at all what you can get there in Hyderabad. And so it's I miss it quite a bit. The chai tea here is not the same. It's okay, but it's not even close.
Mm-hmm. That's why we are called Hyderabadis. No one can beat us. So thank you for your time, Joel. And listeners, it's time for me to say hasta la vista. Next week, malli vasta. Vintune undandi, dhumachale, inka other shows on Mind Media, the voice of India. Joel, you want to say one last time?
Thank you for listening and having me on Mind Media, the voice of India.
Ta-da!
ఇంతవరకు మీరు విన్నారు ఆర్జే సావి గారి ధూమచాలే కార్యక్రమం జూలై 27, 2019 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
Disclaimer: The views, comments and conclusions in the following program, either expressed or implied, are those of the host and not necessarily the beliefs of Mind Media. All the material presented by the host is warranted by the host that the work is their original contribution or they have obtained proper permissions from the original contributors and it is free from any copyright infringements. At certain times, the host may express their views which may be slightly or extremely biased and hence, listener's discretion is advised. Advised.